Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word and preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days. If you would like to put in the arm of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com. That's MinaShazz, MinaShazz at gmail.com.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction and would love to work and grow with you. Email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, and economically. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and song? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com, to get started today.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Peace and blessings, family. Fall is approaching. Are you ready for fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply or afshea.com today. That's afshea.com, afshea.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it.
No pleasure in it.
Who do you believe in?
Mr. President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we were given. All the ones that'll be protected are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Walk to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit, gotta turn down.
though it's kind of short, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
You got a draw line, pick a side, strapped in for the bride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Jew, they ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side, strain worn, born to thrive. Chain torn, tossed aside, drain mourn from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking, or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking, the spirit steady leading. Abba is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. Higher, forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive, and we still tame. And these passes, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shameless? Is this soul game?
7:14-2-4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and called not upon thy power of higher.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family, as we head into the depths of winter, as she wields her icy sword at the flesh of men. Now is the time for wisdom to seize the day and protect the exposed souls having to endure to their end or the end. Selah, family. Today is the day we're going to sit here and talk about time of obedience and judgment. And I know a lot of you probably wondering, when she says obedience and judgment, am I going to talk about the Most High's punishments that have taken place before our eyes to this day? Maybe, just a little bit. But for the most part, I'm going to take you back to Leviticus. Chapter 23, verses 1 through 8. Why are we going to touch this part? Because, family, this is part of obedience. And this is all we have to do to save our lives against these judgments that are taking place on this earth. I know we are noticing that a lot of people are starting to fall dead just out of nowhere, or what we seem to be out of nowhere. But deep down, judgments are being passed, family, and we don't want to believe that the Most High is, you know, has judgment. He created all things. And that's what, family, we need to get in our heads. This Bible, this book of rules and laws and understandings is not a joke. We play with this book. Well, I'm not going to say we, because I don't play with this book. I stopped playing with this book years ago. A little over 7 years ago now. And I'm happy that I did. There was a big change in me, spiritually, that I went through. I was down with a lot of stuff before I got to this point, because I was searching. My soul was searching for the Most High. And He allowed me to find Him, because He knew my heart. He knows my heart. So today we're going to read the book of Leviticus, and it's going to be chapter 23. And you're going to see why I'm reading this, because this is obedience, family, and that's all the Most High wants. He just wants our obedience, because He created us, our obedience and respect, just like we would want our children to respect and obey us, so we can grow up to be righteous. So they can grow up to be righteous. The Most High wants us to grow up and be righteous. Okay, but let's begin. Let's begin, family. Let's read. And it reads, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall thy work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Now, I'm going to stop right here, family, because we're going to talk about that. He said this is a holy convocation in all our homes, the Sabbath. Something as simple as a Sabbath day, we do not respect it. But let's read. Let's check out Exodus chapter 20 and verse 9. Let's read it, family. Let's talk about it. 20 and 9. These are the commandments. Oh, wow. Family, there's a lot going on here, but I'm going to start from 1. I was going to read just 9, but I'm going to go ahead and start from 1 so you can see what he said. Okay, let's go. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So family, when you're sitting here talking about, you know, the Ankh and all that kind of thing, you're talking about the ancestors, mostly the ancestors, you got to stop that. Stop it. Just stop it. The ancestors are dead. They are conscious of nothing. They're not even with the Most High yet. Okay? That time hasn't even come for the dead to rise. Okay? So family, all this ancestor, putting in the hand ancestors and all that stuff, stop it. Because they are not God. Okay? They are not the God. The God. They are not Yah. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. No other gods. Them Ankh. And all those things you wear at the cross. Let it go. Let it go. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me. So he's saying, you hate him, we worship another God. Okay? Because he the one made us. And not only made us, he chose us as his children. Okay? He chose us out of all the nations. And I've read that before in another one of my podcasts about him, you know, being our father. He chose us out of all the nations on earth. Yes, he created all men. All men came from Adam and Eve. But he chose a specific group unto himself. And that was us. That was Israel. He even gave us his name. And then, of course, we broke off into, you know, tribe of Judah and then yet, you know, all that kind of stuff. But for the most part, you know, we broke up into two so-called groups or sections. You know, we have Israel, the northern tribe, and the so-called Judah, the southern tribe. But I digress on that. That's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about our jealous father. Okay? It would be likened unto your child giving praise and honor to someone else who didn't give birth to you at all. Who didn't give birth to you, didn't help raise you, but yet they're over there giving praise and glory to this stranger. That's what it's like to the Most High. That's what it would feel like. Okay? He said he's a jealous God. So family, he's talking about Israel and Judah at this point. He's not talking about other nations. He's talking about us right now. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. He said he'll show love to those thousands of you who keep his commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So a lot of you going around here talking about God this and God that, but yet you have no love for him. You walking around here saying one thing, professing one thing with your mouth, but your actions are doing other things, are totally against what he commanded. He said if you do these things, which he talks about in Exodus chapter 20, if you want to read the whole thing, chapter 20 of Exodus, he tells you this. He's telling this to them, preparing them even before they get into the new land. Of course, you say, well, that was for our old family. Our ancestors. No, this goes on forever and ever. This is generation upon generation, family. So let's keep reading. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Meaning he will put a down on him. You take his name in vain. Okay? And he's not gonna come by himself and just do it to you. Well, he is gonna do that later, but for now you may die suddenly. Okay? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's the next thing he says. Remember the Sabbath day. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord thy God. And in it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle. Your animals are not supposed to, your farm animals ain't supposed to be doing no work. Nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Even a stranger has to be up under this rule of no working on the Sabbath. Okay? For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. He rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Okay? So he hallowed that day. He hallowed that day because he worked hard. He created everything within 6 days. And you see the underworld trying to, they flip-flopping what the Most High has done. They're trying to copycat the Most High, but it's done in vain, and it's done under wickedness. But the Most High is righteous and glorious and magnificent. He is our Father, and he gave us a lot of power, which we blew, you know. Family, that it hurts. When I found out, when I read this, all read it for real with my own eyes, the Bible with my own eyes, and start reading and gaining understanding of the Most High's Word, and he helped guide me, he let his angels or whatever guide me into this, I got to see that it was all like, why we have to go through this? Why can't it be we keep everything? Why couldn't we have kept everything? Why couldn't we have been the people forever? From the beginning, you know, but it all had to be how it had to be. The Most High knows the beginning from the end, so he created all things. He knew how it all was going to turn out. He knew that there was going to be a bunch of wickedness amongst us, okay? And then we're going to read Deuteronomy chapter, then we're going to read Deuteronomy chapter 5. Let me make sure I have it right. Chapter 5 and verse 13. This family, we ruined ourselves. And that's horrible. That's horrible to be such children. So, Deuteronomy 5 and 13. To let you know, the Most High was serious about what he was saying to his people. If y'all just did these things, he divorced us for a time. He's about to remarry us, but only the righteous is going to get that wedding ring found. Sorry to break it to you. Not those that just scream Jesus in on church on Sundays. Sorry, that ain't going to work. Or your plenteous of donations that you put into that little pot that he passed around. You know, so it don't work that way. But 5 and 13, and it reads, family, 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord thy God, and in it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and that thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. Okay? So we get to get a break, family. Okay, and I'm going to keep reading because obviously there's a little more here too, obviously. Let's read this. Let's read verse 15 as well. So we're in Deuteronomy 5, and this is verse 15, and it reads, "And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day." Ooh, family. Yeah. For all your generations, people, family, we got to be real. We got to be real with the Most High. We're not being real with him, but he's about to get really real with us. Okay? I pray he don't get really real with me. Because I want to make the kingdom. I want him anyway, either way. excited to be on earth as, you know, someone who gets to have land and to live peacefully. Because that's all I want is peace. Peace. And more peace. Okay? Peace and happiness. Because with peace come happiness. Okay? But I'm a digress. Here we go. Luke 13 and verse 14. Let's check out Luke 13 and 14, family. To talk about this Sabbath thing. Because I know a lot of people don't believe in the Sabbath. They're worshiping on man's calendar, which is Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week. That's not the Sabbath day of the week. That's not the seventh day of the week. Let's check out. Let's get Luke. Okay. Luke, and it's going to be 13:14. And also, studying the Word is such great feeling. It's so amazing. Every time I look in this book, I get so much inspiration and understanding. And then when I listen to the world, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so noisy and chaotic. But when I listen to the Word, it calms me. It calms me. It brings me to a very calm place and to know that justice is on its way. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah. Praise His mighty name. So verse 13 and verse 14. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doeth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18th years, be loosened from this bond on the Sabbath day? So pretty much the Lord is saying, if you're you take your oxen to go get water, you hypocrite. You know, because Mosiah is healing on the Sabbath. And I guess they did this before to show you guys that healing is different. He's saying work. Work meaning like if you have a store, you have your farm, you have to till your farm, you know what I'm saying, pluck up fruit, pluck up vegetables, whatever, that kind of stuff. You know, plowing your land. He's talking about laboring. That type of stuff. The Most High is telling us not to do. To labor. It's not a labor to heal a woman on the Sabbath or to heal someone on the Sabbath day. The Most High is open on that day. He was saying that to rest from doing work, that kind of work, family. That's work. He wants you to be spiritually bound to Him. We got to come out of this fleshly way of looking at the Most High's Word. We got to pull the Spirit out. We got to look through spiritual eyes, family. We got to see also, yes, it's physical, but then you got to get inside the Word, family. You got to get inside the Word. And stop surface reading the scriptures. But it's so important. The reason why I'm going over this, family, is because the Sabbath day is important to the Most High. I'm showing you because this is, because He keeps repeating this. He repeated 3 times to you about the Sabbath, talking about the Sabbath. Even though Luke 5:13 was more about Him chastising the Pharisees being hypocrites. Because He said, do you not take them down to go get some water on the Sabbath day? Is that considered work? So what we got here? Your ox is thirsty. You know, they have to drink. Everything drinks on the Sabbath. He didn't say fast on the Sabbath. There's a time for fasting. Don't get that wrong. There is a time for fasting. Let's keep reading, family. We go back to Leviticus, and then we're going to get to chapter 23 and verse 4. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. Okay? So we're going to check out Exodus I'm going to check out Exodus chapter 12 and verse 18. Exodus 12 and 18. And also, family, you know, and this right here, the reason why we're doing these things is because of the Exodus. This is true in remembrance of how he brought us out of that situation in Egypt, how he brought our ancestors out of that situation. And this, he's going to do it again, family. This is going to happen again. I know a lot of you don't believe that. Y'all thought this was a one-time thing. The Most High has put us through trials and tribulations, family, for a minute now to cleanse us. He's cleansing his flock. He let us go for a season. He let us go run rampant and wild, and you see what we did with ourselves. Now we get to the point where we're talking about we're changing genders, that we, you know, and there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the house of Israel, in the house of Zion. There's a lot going on, family. And the Most High has had enough now. He's had enough. He's enough with this world going crazy and also taking us out. We may have a little bit more time left, but not that much time in this time, okay, if that makes sense. But okay, family, let's get to it. What did I say? I said Exodus 12 and verse 18. Okay, 12 and 18. And it reads, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the one and 20th day of the month at even. Even 7 days shall thou be no leaven found in your homes, in your houses. For whoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Okay, so during this season here, family, okay, we're talking about our seasons. We're talking about the holy days, the Passover. This right here is talking about the Passover. Now, at this point here, he said, do not eat leaven. Leaven is representing wickedness, sin. The leaven is sin. But he also telling you to eat the bread, eat unleavened bread. So if you eat unleavened bread as a representation of you cleansing yourself of the sin. You understand? But you still have to cleanse yourself of the sin. Don't eat the unleavened bread and then still commit adultery the next day. They don't work that way. You have to cleanse yourself of all that sin. Or you're going to lie to your neighbor. Or you go back to lying to your neighbor. Or you go back to thievery. Okay? Or let's say you've been even missing some of the Sabbaths. You know, it took a second for you to realize you eat the unleavened bread of Passover to cleanse yourself of that. Say, Father, forgive me for, you know, not understanding and following man's traditions and laws. Christmas. Those are the things that you should be getting out of yourself. That's the leaven that's in your system right now, fam. That's the leaven that's in your soul, that's weighing your soul down. Okay? All that yeast building up, covering your heart for the Most High. All right? So that's what we're talking about. So that's why Passover is important. Because like I said, again, fam, you have to read into the scriptures, man. You have to really read with your heart, with your spiritual eyes, not with just your fleshly eyes. The flesh is weak. Very weak. And also you have Numbers 28 and 17 too, family, if you want to get down with it. But here's the thing. Let's keep reading. So, verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. Get the sin out your system, family. While you're eating the unleavened bread, eating that flat bread or whatever, with no yeast, make sure that you're also repenting of that sin that's in your heart. Get it out. So once you do that, that means you're not going to do that no more. You're cleansed of it. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. Okay, so two things went on here. He gave you two Sabbaths. Ha ha. Have you listened? Did you listen to what it said? With 7 days, you should do that. So you should make something 7 days. So that means you're supposed to be cooking some stuff, having a feast for that. You're having a holy convocation for Passover. Because the Passover, where the Most High passed over us in Egypt and took out the Egyptians, because those who did what he said to do, because those who he gave them specific commandments to do, to help them protect, to protect our ancestors from the death angel. We have to do these things. And that's what helped us with this Passover. That's what Passover is about. You're marking yourselves. You're covering yourselves. You're protecting yourself from that death angel that's coming about. That's always coming about. You be ready all the time, family. So these are his holy days. He wants to remember that situation, what happened in Egypt, so we can be prepared always. Remember what happened. So you can remember his power, and his strength, and his glory. He parted the sea, family, at the end of it all. What do you think is going to happen at this return? What do you think is going to happen for this recovery, so to speak? That's something to think about. It's really something to think about. So, anyway, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the holy convocation, the holy days for the Most High's holy days this year, for this 2023, okay? And the 2023 mm-hmm. really hasn't started for us, so to speak, yet, because according to the Most High's holy days, Passover in April, the new moon start, the new year appears on March 21st, 2023, okay, family? That's according to Jerusalem's time. So the new moon to start the new year appears March 21st of 2023. So the new year will begin March 21, 2023. Then the Most High Passover begins. Now March is around a good time. That's the season of beginning of spring. Things are starting to blossom and to mature. Okay? And to grow. Become anew. Yeah, I know y'all like that. Anyway, let's go. So Passover this year will be Tuesday, April 4th, 2023, through Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. Now that's going to be the initial day that starts, that breaks it, that opens it up at even, okay? At even or Tuesday, April 4th is even, at even. April 4th, which is Tuesday, at even, will begin our Passover. First day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. Seventh day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Tuesday, April 11th, 2023 through April 12th, 2023, to nightfall. Okay? So you're going to have 7 days, family. Those 7 days. So pretty much, those are your holy days. First day of Feast of Unleavened Bread is Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. And the seventh day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is Tuesday, April 12th at nightfall. I hope I made that clear for you guys. And the Feast of Pentecost is Saturday, May 27th. 2023. Memorial of Blowing of Trumpets is Friday, September 15th. The Day of Atonement is Sunday, September 24th. The first day of Feast of Tabernacles is Friday, September 29th, 2023. The eighth day of Feast of Tabernacles is Saturday, October 7th, 2023. So I hope you got that, family. And I really want us to pay attention to these are his holy days, family. And we also have Purim. And we have Hanukkah. These are cultural feast days. These are cultural feast days that the Most High allows. They're not mandated by him, but he do allow them. And that's Purim. And, you know, that has to deal a lot with the sister that was helped get Israel out of some troubles in one of the scriptures in the Bible. Can't think of it right now, but that's what Purim is about. And it's Sunday, March 5th at nightfall to March 7th, Tuesday, March 7th. So Purim is the 14th and 15th of Adar. And then we have Hanukkah, begins the Thursday, December 7th at nightfall until Friday, December 15th at nightfall. So if you wish to do Hanukkah, you can. Those two days, they're not mandated by the Most High, but He do allow those two. And that's it, outside of His holy days. All right? So we have Passover. We have Feast of Pentecost. We have Memorial Blowing of Trumpets. The Day of Atonement. Feast of Tabernacles. And those are our feast days, our holy feast days that He requires. He requires that of us, family. And we need to give it to Him. We need to do exactly what He says to protect ourselves for this upcoming judgment that's happening. Well, not upcoming, it's happening. And we're witnessing it. You know, we don't want to believe that it's taking place. We just think this is some phenomenon that is happening on the earth. It's not just some phenomenon. This is the Most High's hand, His judgment coming down. He's putting down the gavel, family, and it's only going to get louder. Okay? Tune in again later for me when I get ready to talk about the book of Revelation. And that's chapter 11. It's chapter 11, family. We need to get into it because we need to know what's going on and what's happening. No more talking about, you know, who knows this and who knows that, and is you saying it right or are you saying this person, this name. It's enough. Enough, family. Enough. It's time to get this word out and start protecting souls. There are souls out there who need this word, who need it. So let's give it to them, family. Let's protect them so that way we can protect ourselves. The Most High is looking for us to handle our business. Because it's over. The judgment is here. It is here, family. It is here. Are you ready? Are you ready? And are you prepared spiritually for this battle ahead? With that being said, family, you have a blessed, blessed day, and I pray the Most High continue to strengthen you, your mind, spirit, and soul. Hallelujah.